Oh yeah, it's time for Express Yourself this fine Friday afternoon.
Brian's last Express Yourself of 2024.
Whoa, dropping that, yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
It's true. I'm going away to Argentina for a month.
Ooh.
I'm excited.
He's going to come back and be a tango king.
I don't think that's going to happen. But Express Yourself, we air every Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. Brought to you by the Carbondale Creative District, preserving the creative ethos of Carbondale through advocacy, support, and action. And I'm one of your hosts today, Brian Colley, joined by
Amy Kimberly. And each week on Express Yourself, we feature all things culture and creativity in and around the Roaring Fork Valley, from visual artists and makers to performing artists and musicians and beyond.
Wow. A little later on today's show, we'll have the creatives behind a new jewelry line in town. Ray and Tilly Vickers are on their way. They're featured in this year's Deck the Walls over at Carbondale Arts, now open to the public.
Oh my God, how old are Tilly and Ray?
I think they're 12.
12. 12, you guys.
Yeah.
Listen in on that one. And local musicians Jan Garrett and J.D. Martin will be stopping by the studios to promote their new album called Hidden Gems at their Carbondale concert tomorrow evening at the Third Street Center.
And soon the air will be filled with live music as the acoustic trio Salome Songbird serenades us with their scathing lullabies ahead of their show at Steve's Guitar tonight. So don't touch that dial. Oh, except our theme music is gone.
Let's just go into it. Let's go into it.
I'll turn microphones on all around. We've got acoustic trio, like I said, Salome Songbird. Am I saying that right, everybody?
Yes.
Okay. I know there's an accent on the end, and sometimes. Do you want to say something?
We're going to get into it. Yeah, of course I'm going to say things.
Well,
who am I, Brian?
The microphone's over there now.
Okay. Well, we're sharing. Brian and I are sharing it. It's kind of like we're doing a duet, like, you know. Keith and Mick, or, you know, you never know. Well, hey, we have, and, you know, I'm not sure I'm going to say your last name right, but Ariel McDingding?
McAdingding.
McAdingding. Dr. Joy Adams and Brian Dubrow in the house. Welcome, welcome, welcome. They are an acoustic trio, Salome Songbird. And, wow, we are lucky enough to have them in the Valley. You performed yesterday at the Basalt Library and tonight at Steve's Guitars. Yeah. And I know in the past you were down here, you performed at a Voices benefit. And Joy, you are almost becoming a local here lately.
I know it kind of feels like this is my second home. I'm in Carbondale probably every other month now. Usually playing with Minsa Wu. Who I just love collaborating with. I'll say yes to anything she asks me to do.
That's fabulous. You guys have a new CD coming out, I believe, or recording, or whatever we call them these days. Is it called Scathing Lullabies?
That's what we call our genre.
Okay. Oh.
Everyone's always trying to pin down what their genre is, and that's how we describe our music.
Fantastic. I love it. And it's you guys really delve deep into some very sensitive topics in your music. You know, everything from mental health to religious trauma. And real quick before we jump into a song, I'd love you all to say hello and talk a little bit about what brought you together and who you are.
Hi, this is Ariel. I'm the singer, one of the singers and the violinist in the band. And I met Joy in a classical string quartet in school in Miami, Florida. And at one point I needed somebody to play some songs with me at a cafe, and I couldn't think of anyone I wanted to do that with other than Joy. And we actually came up with the band name Salome Songbird the night that we got together to rehearse. And then later on we added Brian, our third member of the trio.
Brian, you can talk into that. I think that microphone should work. You might have to stoop a little bit.
I'm Brian. I'm the most recent addition to the trio. Ariel and I started playing together in Miami. Kind of after Joy left, Ariel needed another person to play original songs duo with. And now we play as a trio.
Awesome. And then Joy?
I play cello and banjo and mandolin in the band, and I sing. And we had this really fun band in Miami, and then I fell in love with a boy from Colorado, so I moved out to Colorado and tried really hard to convince these guys to follow me, and it eventually worked about 7 years later. So we reconvened as a band in, what was that now, 2023, something like that. 22, yeah. Actually, we all quarantined. We all had COVID. Or I should say Andy and I had COVID. Ariel and Brian got exposed. So
we were staying at their house because we had just moved. We weren't living anywhere. And we were like, okay, well, we have COVID now. Turns out we never got it. But we hung out for a while.
And we've got a beautiful collaboration going. So maybe we should hear a song.
Look, can you see? I was waiting for you to arrive, counting sheep. Get the moon
awesome. You guys do sound so beautiful together.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you also, I mean, there's so many projects probably that go on between the three of you. You guys have the Subtropical String Quartet?
Oh, yeah. That was a quartet that I led. This is Ariel. I led it in Miami and did a little garden concert series very briefly before we moved out here.
So now that you're out here, do you guys play in other projects, or do you have some? Do you do your own thing as well?
Yeah, I mean, we all keep pretty to very busy playing music. I do a lot of like freelance guitar stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I play a lot of bluegrass. I live outside Denver, so I'm playing around there a lot.
You don't live in Lyons?
I don't live in Lyons.
Oh, I can't believe
we actually live. Ariel and I live about halfway between Denver and Lyons.
Okay. Okay. And then Joy, Joy is actually a doctor, Dr. Joy Adams. And you are just, I don't even know how you have time to do all that you are doing. But I would say that you are deeply, deeply connected to music.
Oh, thanks. If I move this microphone.
Yes, you can move it.
So sorry for the horrible sounds. Yeah. It really doesn't want to stay. Yeah, I have a bunch of different projects. Really, I have a very short attention span as a person, and I just kind of flit around to whatever grabs me. I'm just going to hold it. Okay, cool. My primary job these days is touring in a band called Big Richard. We've played out here. Yeah. We played at Taka not too long ago.
That was actually the same weekend that we were here for the Voices thing.
That's right. Yeah, totally. That's right. I went from one. I was like, I'm just going to move to Carbondale now. I'm playing all my shows there.
We'll take you.
And then I have, obviously, there's Salome Songbird, and that's one of my most favorite projects I've ever been a part of. I just love this band so much. And then I have a metal bluegrass band called Half Pelican.
That's metal bluegrass.
Yeah, I play electric cello.
Whoa.
There's electric fiddle and then an electric guitar and a really great drummer.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
Very cool.
That's amazing. And I will also say that I think Big Richard was one of the most favorite bands at Palisade Bluegrass and Roots Festival.
Shucks.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah. People just loved it. I think you might have hung out the whole weekend.
I did. I had so much fun. I couldn't go away. I love Palisade Bluegrass Festival. What a good vibe that is.
Well, I'd love to get one more song in and then also talk about you have a potential future recording coming up?
Yeah. Pick a song. You want to do Working on a Building?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, we recorded a couple songs about 2 weeks ago, so we're still debating whether those are going to be a EP or just a bunch of singles, but there will be music coming out at the beginning of the year.
Oh, wonderful. All right.
This is a song I wrote called Working on a Building.
Darkness. tried to work by sunlight, but I can't help it. I don't like when I can't hide from the stop that water rising, but I've been working on a building in the darkness, lit only by the moon.
Wow, so beautiful. And Steve's is an incredible listening room. I bet you'll have a full house tonight. That's at 8 o'clock. Where can we find your music or information about you guys online?
Well, we have a website. It's SalomeSongbird.com. It was not taken.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
Imagine that.
Yeah, so we have a website which has upcoming dates and some videos and photos. Those videos are also on YouTube. You can search us there, and we have an Instagram and a Facebook. All of that's just Salome Songbird. It's S-A-L-O-M-E Songbird.
Good. Oh, that's awesome. And you're not on X though, right?
No.
We're not.
I can't do it all. I'm sorry.
No, oh, thank God.
Jeez.
Awesome. And do you have any shows lined up coming up? Besides in Carbondale?
January
10th.
Yeah, January 10th. For anyone who will be around Denver, we'll be playing at Swallow Hill.
Nice.
With a band that we love. We played a show with them in April this year, Sturts. We're very excited to play with them again.
I'll have to check them out.
Yeah, they're lovely.
Oh,
another
nice
band with a cello. You have to flock together if you have a cello in your band.
Hey, Joy, you wear that cello well, I gotta say. Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you so much, you guys. Thank you for taking some time to come in. I imagine you'll go head over to Steve's and get a little sound check, and we will take you as your second home if you'll.
All right.
If you'll
sounds
have us.
Good. Thanks so much, Amy.
Thank you
good
so
to
much
be here.
Thank you.
Bang that drum, rattle that saber, shoot first and ask questions later. It just ain't practical, love your neighbor. Ooh, it's a crazy world. Let's make a circle out of that line. Think about us, not just yours and mine. There's another way beyond the blue and gray, where we all can lay our weapons down. There's a brighter light beyond the wrong and right. If we let it shine tonight, we'll live to love again another day. There's another way. Another way. Still that anger, unclench that fist. Feel the power of forgiveness. There's a new sun rising in the morning mist. Ooh,
and blood were born out of the stars. I can't help believing somewhere in our hearts there's another way beyond the blue and gray, where we all can lay our weapons down. There's a brighter light beyond the wrong and right, and if we let it shine tonight, we'll live to love again another day. There's another way, yeah. If we let it shine tonight, I know we'll live to love again another day. I pray there's another way, another way, yeah.
That was a little preview of our next guest. Jan Garrett and JD Martin will be here in a little while to share about their latest album. More live music coming your way on KDNK Express Yourself. For now, we have twin sisters Tilly and Ray Vickers in the house. Did I turn your microphones on? No, I did not. And here they are. Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming on Express Yourself today.
Of course.
I wanted to talk with both of you about your creative backgrounds first. I know you both do so much, in the world with, acting. You have experience acting.
Yeah.
And aerial silks here and there.
Yeah, that's yeah? more me than Tilly.
Okay. Music.
Yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
plays,
I play
sings.
Piano.
Do you anybody sing? Yeah.
Yeah.
See, there's everything. And so I thought before we get into the jewelry making part of this show, we should cover, like, what creative activities are you pursuing right now in November?
It's pretty much all still jewelry. We don't have any, like, new art projects or anything.
All jewelry all the time?
Yeah. Not
Whoa.
Too much. I mean, we do, like, we have run club on Wednesdays where we go run with a group of people.
That's
but
cool.
That's kind of really it, jewelry for, like, arts and crafts right
that's
now.
That's for her.
You see,
I play piano, and I have lessons every Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And then I sing. I love to sing. And I do run club, too. Aerial silks is, like, I love aerial silks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've got
going. Wow.
So.
Well, I didn't know. I mean, I knew some of those things, but I didn't know you were doing jewelry so much these days.
Yeah, she has a lot more time than me.
Well. Time is nice, and it's good to be creative, and that's why we have you on Express Yourself today. I'm wondering if you can talk about how you got into the jewelry making path.
Oh.
How did that start?
Yeah, so we really started when we were 9 or 10. Our, like, grandma first introduced us with just, like, some fun beads and wire, and our grandpa, he actually does, like, glass work.
Oh,
so
really?
So he has a little area in their, like, basement of their little cabin that they have. And he just kind of taught us how to, like, hammer letters into metal and, like, do some wire work with some beads and stuff. So that was kind of really the beginning. We didn't really do much resin until we were, like, 11 and a half, 12.
Yeah.
You're 12 now.
Yeah, our grandma, she did, like, she made, like, belt buckles. She made lots of really amazing things. And she had leftover stuff. And she was like, hey, maybe you want to use these. And then our good friend Helena, she taught us, she didn't teach us, but she told us about resin and how she'd been using it, and she had sold at Mountain Fair like we did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's right. You had some time at Mountain Fair.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so she taught us, she showed us what resin was. So at first we got some resin, started things.
Mm-hmm.
and yeah, liking it a lot because it's really easy. A lot easier than it,
we were able to make a lot of resin things, and then we signed up for Deck the Walls, which was we were super excited we got in. Then for a birthday present, Carly, she works with Thunder River Theater right now. She gave us all of her old resin stuff, so now we have a lot of new supplies, which is great.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is resin? Because I think maybe for people who don't know what that is, you might want to describe how that process works.
Basically, you can get one type of resin, which is just like straight-on resin, where you have to mix in one resin product with another, and then you have like 45 minutes until it'll start drying.
Oh, yeah.
So you can get that type of resin.
Yeah,
you can get UV resin, which I think works better because you put it under UV light, blue light, or the sun, and it'll just dry in like 5 minutes, so I think that way is a lot easier.
Basically, it has this like watery, creamy texture.
Is it colorful or is it clear?
It's clear.
It's sticky.
Okay.
You can add pigments to it, which dye it a different color.
Yeah.
Yeah, so me and Ray usually add pigments to them to just make them more fun. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you have a bunch of molds, I guess, to make the shapes.
Yeah, so we use these little droppers.
Ooh.
And, like, we
What's
drop
a dropper?
The resin in. It's like the...
Oh, it's like an eyedrop?
The little things that you, like...
You squeeze the top.
Oh, yeah.
And then it sucks it up.
I think that's called an eyedropper.
Yeah.
But yeah,
something
that
like
makes sense.
Eyedropper. Yeah, you can use those or just pour it in. Carly gave us a bunch of molds. So we have,
use those and you
50
put
molds now.
Whoa. No wonder you've been busy with Julie making.
Yep.
What kind of mold shapes do you have?
Anything
you can name?
Rectangles, squares, stars.
We have a bunch of Christmas ones
too,
reindeer horns that are in the Deck the Walls.
We
have Christmas trees, lots of things.
And you can add different colors.
We have mix
powder
colors,
pigments,
and you can. We have like gold flakes that we like.
I saw the gold.
We also, we don't do this too much anymore, but it's really fun to get, flowers from outside, and then you can press them in a book or, not press them at all and put them in the resin.
Whoa.
And it hardens with flowers inside of it, and then the flowers, they don't go moldy or anything. Die.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So when you're doing different colors of resin, do you have to let one color dry before you can add another one?
No.
Or they mix together?
No. So with the
little
dyes... With, watery dyes, they usually mix together. But when we use the pigments, they don't mix together as much.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, someday you're going to be teaching a class about this. I know.
We already have a bunch of friends that are asking.
Really? Yeah.
Yes.
I can see that.
My good friend Addie, she's sick, but she...
Well, shout out to Addie. That's good.
Yeah. She heard about what we were doing, and she was like, oh, my God, that sounds so fun.
Yeah.
So she wanted to learn, and our good friend Aria, we've known her for so long, she also really wanted to learn.
I've never done it before.
We haven't brought them over to teach them, but...
That's great.
Yeah, it definitely starts out a little complicated. You definitely want gloves because
it's
just really sticky.
Yeah.
Yeah, and hard to get off of things.
Right.
Yeah, if it gets onto something, you can't totally get it off.
Well,
let's
talk about your new jewelry line called Libra Lux.
Yeah. So
how'd that come about?
We could not decide on a name. It took us months
sometimes
choose something we
part.
Both liked.
Yeah.
And then my mom was like, "You guys should do something about what your symbol."
Your astrological zodiac sign.
Yes, zodiac signs.
Yeah.
And ours is Libra because we were born in October, so we decided that we wanted to do,
Libra Lux.
Well, Libra Lux.
Actually, my mom came up with the name because we were so confused, and she was like, you know what? How about Libra Lux? And we were like, oh, my God, finally. She wanted to name it, Amazonas Jewelers.
Whoa.
But I didn't like that. And I wanted to name
it. You can
it,
save that for another business venture.
Yeah, because we were we had just gone to Colombia and went to the Amazon. And the lodge that we stayed at had Amazonas on it. And apparently that really stuck for her.
Well, it's a cool name. I can see that.
Yeah, and then I wanted to do, since we're twins, usually all twins are born in Capricorn. Not true.
Is that what?
No, it's Gemini. No.
Gemini? Yeah.
Oh, is that the zodiac sign?
For
that's
twins.
A twin?
For twins. So most twins are born.
I've not heard
Gemini.
That. Is that a myth?
No, it's like, oh my gosh. Hey, you're a twin. You're born in Gemini.
Oh.
Fun fact, it's not true.
Yeah, not for you anyway.
Nope. I mean, I know a twin that was born in Gemini, but that doesn't mean anything.
Oh, man, you guys could have your own talk show, too, I think.
Oh, that's so nice.
Let's talk about, I mean, you talked about the resin product, but let's talk about your bracelets, because the bracelets are really fun.
Yeah. Let's just say that we had a car drive to Colorado Springs because my sister was at State for running.
That's right, Genevieve. Shout out to Genevieve.
Yeah, and we were like, why don't we bring some beads? And we had just ordered some, but they weren't coming in time until my mom picked them up, and they were actually in the car when she picked us up from school. So we basically were making bracelets the whole drive down.
Wow. So that's why you have so many bracelets that deck the walls.
Our first bracelets, we tried to make them out of, like, this thick wire. It did not go very well. They did. They looked interesting, I'll just say that.
Yeah, I'll say that.
But then I got, for my birthday a few years ago, I got these thin, like, little rubber beads. And they're the usual beads that people use on, like, friendship bracelets. So me and Ray decided to make some fresh friendship bracelets. And, well,
very cool.
We made a lot of them.
Yeah, at Malin Fair, it was the least things. So.
Oh, really?
Actually, no, that's not true. It was actually rings that were the least one to spell. But bracelets were in second.
Goodness.
So, yeah, and then we sent them in for Deck the Walls, and apparently you guys, like, really liked them.
Yeah.
So we made a bunch more.
Well, they have all these different sayings or words.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually, I had a friend of my mom's come up to me, and she has a granddaughter named Sunshine.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and
she showed me that one.
Yeah, Tilly had actually already made a Sunshine bracelet, and she was so happy. Yeah.
Where do you get your inspiration when you're making bracelets or earrings?
The first ones that we made were Taylor Swift albums, because there's a bunch of Swifties who love Taylor Swift album bracelets.
Are you one of the Swifties out there?
Kind of. Possibly. Maybe.
Maybe?
A little.
On the down low?
A little. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. And then basically there's not a lot of inspiration for the others. We're just like, hey, I wonder what I should do for this one. Oh, wait, that's a good idea. And then I make the bracelet. And, like, Tilly, you made a peaches bracelet. And I was like, why did you make peaches? And she was like, because I thought it would be good. And I was like, okay.
Do you feel like when you're making work, do you make things that you like or, like, you think other people are going to like?
Other people like, and also we like.
A few things that we like because we know some of our friends' styles and stuff that they kind of like what we like. So we make some of those, and then we make Christmas bracelets because it just goes with the theme.
Christmas time. Yeah.
So we made some of those, and my mom really helped making some bracelets because we were behind on inventory.
Well, I think it's great to stick with what you like, too, because a lot of artists out there, I think, try to just make things that other people want and not what they want. And I think it's more fulfilling as a creative person to make something that.
Sometimes I'll be like in my room and my mom's just like, you guys need to make more bracelets. I'll be like, why? Because they're all of these subjects that I like wouldn't want to do.
Oh, yeah.
And then I do one that I want to do and I'm like, oh my God, I have to make this.
You get excited. You have that energy about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just builds and builds.
Yeah, definitely. I think so.
Well, what's it like being over at Deck the Walls this year for the first time?
Very exciting. Kind of like, I don't know if I'm actually going to sell anything.
Yeah.
But it's very exciting because I don't know if you guys have had any kids in there.
We haven't really.
Ever.
No.
Like, I think I saw one picture of a kid that helped out his mom in making some of it. So she put her picture out. But that was just my guess that he was a kid because I don't really know.
But there are a couple of teen boys that live in Redstone that make climbing rope carpets, like rugs.
Yes. Yeah, that's what it was. And I was like, you look like a kid, but I can't really tell.
Yeah, they're Sky and Tao over in Redstone, the Redstone unicycle game.
I don't think we're going to sell, like, a lot because most everyone in Deck of the Walls is, like, they're, like, a lot older than us. So I never think.
But just because they're professional doesn't mean we can't sell anything. So I think we're going to sell a lot.
Well, it doesn't mean that you're not professional either. You've got a good style. I think that's what stood out to the Deck the Walls jury, because it is juried. at Carbondale Art. So we have, you know, we've got some standards, and we also just like your energy about it. And
yeah, we almost didn't submit because it was November 1st, the due date.
Oh, you're like, pushing the deadline.
And we're like, and my mom was like, you guys, you forgot to submit, because I thought the day before was November 1st because my class gets the date wrong.
Good thing your mom was on it, huh?
Yeah, and then she was like, guys, it's November 1st, and I was like, wait, really?
Gotcha.
Like, what? And then we took pictures in the bathroom, in the shower. And
sometimes the light in there is the perfect
tree
light.
Tree branches to put them on.
It was perfect. You won the jury over.
Yeah.
One last question for you all. Do you have any plans for selling your Libra Lux jewelry anywhere else this holiday season? Because I think we've got the phone lines open now for Gucci, Prada.
Actually,
today, Duck the Walls. Tomorrow, Dolce & Gabbana.
My dad had an idea that you guys know Etsy. Like, it's like
the
arts and crafts place.
True.
So we were like, maybe we should set you guys up on an account on Etsy so that you can sell your stuff on there. And we're like, oh, maybe. So we haven't really gotten to that point yet, but there's a chance we might go there.
Yeah.
I don't know. But if any of y'all want jewelry, call us.
Okay.
I think we want to sell at Mountain Fair again because we just thought it was a really fun experience to be able to like be there like outside selling jewelry.
And then you make money, which is good.
Money can be good for making more jewelry.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Things are expensive. So, yeah. And then we have to drive down like 3 hours to get to Hobby Lobby.
Well, I'm glad you're making it work, and I'm glad you're throwing your passion into something creative like that. I mean, you do so many creative things, both of you, and it's just really cool to be able to support young vendors and creative people. And just congratulations on this Libra Lux journey you're on, and can't wait to see what's next.
Thank you.
I did want to say a couple more things about Deck the Walls. It's open now and open pretty much every day except Sundays until December. You can check out CarbondaleArts.com for more info. We have about 30% new artists this year, so lots to check out. And just come find us at the launch pad in Carbondale along with Libra Lux. We'll have to come up with like a theme song for you guys. It's not Taylor Swift. All right, Amy, you got some music pulled up for us?
Yeah, we need to turn on that.
What is it?
CD1.
CD1. All right, thanks.
Let's face it, my friend. Nobody lives forever. We come and go like a song in the wind. It's all the love we share and the time we spend together. It's all that anybody remembers in the end. It's what you built, not what you bought. What you gave, not what you got. It's what you learned and how you taught that matters in the end. It's not who you knew, but who you touched. Even small things mean so much. It's when you lift somebody up and make a friend that matters in the end. Who you knew, but who you means so much. It's when you lift somebody up and make a friend. It matters in the end. What will we do with our wild and precious life? Hanging in the balance with our souls on fire. What matters in the end, it's not who you know, but who you touch. Even the small thing means so much.
All right, Jan Garrett and J.D. Martin, and that is off their, was I on or am I on?
No, you're not on now. But
okay, that was Jan Garrett and J.D. Martin off their new recording, Hidden Gems, and they are here live in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you, Amy.
Wow. So this is a collection of songs that you've kind of had in your repertoire but never recorded, is that correct?
Either that or they got recorded and then just kind of got set aside for a bit, yeah.
And they had not fit on any of our other CDs that we put out before that, and then we kind of just, like, they were just sitting over there, and in at the beginning of September, we were like, we need to do something, and we started looking around, I was like, wow, and really some of them we do feel are like kind of like gems.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. And for our listening audience out there, you are tuned in to KDNK Express Yourself. And Jan and JD, you're like musical royalty in the Valley. You guys have been part of the music scene here for 50 years?
We're saying decades. Let's say decades.
Decades, yeah.
Before most of the people were born who are listening.
You know,
it was like long. Good, though.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys have quite a collection of music that you have put out over the years.
Yeah.
And it's so awesome to see you continue to put out. So let's talk about this latest release. What, like, you two live together, you perform together. How does it come about when you're like, okay, you wake up one morning and say, maybe we should put out another CD? Or how does the creative evolution happen between you two?
It's usually because Jan says, it's time.
It's like, hey. And we have our own recording studio in our house. So that's really great, you know. And it's like, well, let's come. And, you know, he'll say, come on upstairs, come up to the studio, and let's just see what's there.
Uh-huh.
And on this particular, and a lot of these songs, we wrote, the two of us, but co-wrote them also with other really good friends and fabulous songwriters.
Right.
So it's kind of a real collaborative thing, you know.
Yeah.
I had fun, you know, I have, of course, a computer and tons of projects of different songs. And I just started going back and back and back and then going, oh, what about that one? You know? It was really fun because some of them are more than 10 years old, you know. It's just real interesting.
And some of them were written during the pandemic. Mm. And a couple of them we just wrote this last year, one in January and one in June, actually. Mm. So, yeah.
And they each have stories behind
them.
They
do.
You want to tell us a little story? You know, we did. How about the song that we just heard? Yeah.
Well, we have a dear friend whose name is Lisa Firestone. She's a fabulous singer, songwriter. She lives in the Nashville area. And God, this was like 10 years ago, I think, maybe. And we had gone to play some music with Lisa. We were going to do some gigs maybe with her. And she was living in a beautiful log cabin in this Dark Horse, what was it called? Dark Horse
Studios,
I think. And there was Lisa with all her talent, a bad boyfriend, and a good piano. You know, so it's like we got into this thing. It's like, yeah, and what really matters in the end?
Yeah.
And so that, you know, we kind of collaborated on that. And that's why this one came out as it did. And I have to say that that one line just kills me. What will we do with our wild and precious life? That's Mary Oliver.
Yeah. Which, oh, my God, Mary Oliver is keeping me together.
Do we love her? I have her anthology.
Yeah.
And we say thank God that people like Mary Oliver went out every day to write her poetry and publish it. And so now she's gone. She's not on the planet anymore, but we get to read her stuff. So that's one thing, you know, we feel like with our music, it's just like we got to keep doing it, especially now at this point in history.
That is correct. And you are very involved in the spiritual community here.
Are we?
It feels like it. I mean, you are, and your music has that really strong backbone of spiritual. I remember, didn't we have you play Mountain Fair Sunday morning one time?
Oh, yeah, gospel
yeah, you
stuff.
Did the gospel set.
It's kind of like, what do they call, Dan Sadowski had a way it's like not secular gospel
is what he
called it. You know, it's
spiritual and religion are two different things,
I think.
Right?
Yeah.
So you are performing this Saturday at the Third Street Center.
Mm-hmm. That's tomorrow. That's at 6 o'clock.
It is tomorrow.
And we will be doing all the songs from this new album and a few extras.
And it is sponsored by the Center for Human Flourishing.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
So talk about that, how that connection to music does fill you spiritually.
Oh.
You're on,
For
babe.
Me, it's like music is the thing. Okay, so the world can be crazy, as we all know. So when I'm sitting at the piano singing, that can go into the background.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
The communication that I have with myself and with whatever is what's happening. And it's like, so that's, to me, that's spiritual.
Yeah, and very present. It's a very present moment. And I think, you know, we've done a lot of Vision Quest work, JD and I. And it's kind of like you're out there, you know, doing your solo fast and whatever. And you come back in and it's like you ask yourself, what's my purpose here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what can I really contribute? And what's mine to do? So that's part of it. And just it's the embodiment, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. of that. And I just feel like we are both so lucky that we get to do music and write, you know.
We're lucky that you're here playing music and singing music for this community. So let's play another song. And real quick, you want to tell us a little story behind this one?
Sure.
Do that.
This song is called Dirt Rich. The actual line is Dirt Rich in Dollar Town.
Mm-hmm.
And
Can't imagine where you're talking about.
Yeah, right?
So Jan and I, at one point, were part of a group that was doing, what did we call it?
It's an Artist's Way group,
right,
with Bobby Mason, Kim Nuzzo,
and Julie
Wyckoff.
So we were doing this group, and we would get together and then share something that we'd written maybe the last week. So this particular week, Kim read a poem. And one line in the poem was, Dirt Rich in Dollar Town. And when he said that, Bobby Mason and I looked at each other and went, that's a song. Go ahead.
Those of us who live in this valley can dig that.
Oh, for sure. All right, here we go, off the new release.
Wide awake with a heart so heavy in the night. then the morning breaks, and as the sun is slipping up over the mountain, I hear her laugh. Nothing ever sounded so sweet to me. Dirt rich in Dollar Town, I'm so happy just to be around. Bare feet on holy ground, freedom. With all my heart I'm listening to the river singing in the wind. Silent grace is falling. Still have this dream, but I haven't struck it yet. It's an ancient hunger that can't be fed, but I swear I won't let it get the best of me. And so I take a breath in a state of as the sun goes down. I'm so lucky now. Dirt rich in Dollar Town, I'm so happy just to be around. Bare feet on holy
Well, do tell us, where can people get tickets and where can they find more about you guys out there in the interland?
In the internet land, yes. Our website is Garrett, two R's, two T's, hyphen, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, .com. And if they go there, they can find out all about the album, of course, the new album. But if they go to our events page, they'll see everything about tomorrow night. And you can buy tickets in advance if you want. They're a little cheaper in advance. So go there.
And if they want the album, they go to our music store. Nice. And now it's available.
Yay. Well, congratulations, you two. Thank you so much for coming in, everybody. Tomorrow night, Saturday, November 16th at the Third Street Center. Doors open at 5:30.
That's right.
Hidden Gems. Thank you.
Thanks, Amy.
Thanks so much.